You're listening to USA to Z, an Americana road trip with Robbie Fisher.
Hello, folks. Welcome to my podcast, USA to Z, an Americana road trip. This is the trailer for the upcoming first series with me, your host, Roddy Fisher. In USA to Z, I bring you one-of-a-kind America, visiting the places and interviewing the people that have defined and continue to define what Americana is, with a core focus on Americana music. Traveling all 50 states, we go off the beaten track to discover unique music venues and honky-tonks, to festivals and road trips, from small specialist museums to generational family restaurants and diners and more. I'll be meeting the interesting folk who created these diverse experiences to hear their individual stories, their struggles and the challenges they encountered on their journeys and what they needed to do to make it all happen, either as a dream or ambition, or by randomly arriving at where they are today. We look for the tipping points that ultimately contributed to their success, and all the time I'll be asking, what is Americana and what is Americana music? From the world of music, I'll be interviewing singer-songwriters, performers, lyricists, roadies, venue owners and producers, as well as the wider music industry, and to hear the influences behind their work and the words behind the songs, and to discover how the American music industry has evolved over time, but also to gain insights into how it needs to adapt in these uncertain times and the future of touring and live performances. Going beyond music, we seek out a variety of fascinating places and inspirational people, characters, travellers, road trippers and bikers, factory tours, drive-in movie theatres, baseball, NASCAR and the unusual. If you haven't guessed already, I'm not from around here. I grew up in England, close to London. I now live in Kansas City. I got here as quick as I could, and I've been travelling around the US since the 1980s, meeting all kinds of interesting people, many with a story to tell. So my interviews will have the added perspective of coming from a Brit, so please forgive me if I ask a naive question or two along the way. Here's a taster of what's coming up.
The Hobo Museum in Iowa.
National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City.
So anybody from Jersey knows where the Stone Pony is because it's down the shore, as we call it. And if you're a Jerseyite, you know where the shore is. And Asbury Park is right there. We love it, and we love to go to Stone Pony. See you later.
The Johnny Cash Museum in Nashville, Tennessee.
I saw Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan in concert together.
Lucinda Williams.
Hank Williams.
Shania Twain.
I saw Johnny Paycheck in a concert in a horse arena somewhere in Johnson County. And when the concert was over, the biggest fight I ever had been in broke out.
Ray Lynn, baby.
Kenny Chesney.
Well, you got David Allan Coe there, the Rhinestone Cowboy. Probably one of the most sought after prison refugees in the country that turned out to be a recording artist.
George Thorogood's Bad to the Bone.
John Prine.
Coulter Wall and Tyler Childers, my current favorites.
The Bottle Rockets.
Samantha Fish and Tab Benoit.
Bon Jovi.
Boz Scaggs. Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I would have to say one of my favorite all-time bands that will always be one of my all-time favorite bands is Neutral Milk Hotel.
I would have to say Lynyrd Skynyrd. And my all-time favorite is Gary Clark Jr. from Texas.
I first visited the United States in February 1986 for a week in New York City. It was the one and only time I was lucky enough to fly on Concorde, just 3 hours 28 minutes from London Heathrow to JFK. When I landed, it was dark, freezing cold, and been snowing. I took the subway into Manhattan. I can't remember where it was I got off, but when I got up to street level, I was surrounded by skyscrapers, honking car horns, yellow cabs, and steam pouring out of the road. It was like I was in Kojak. Being British, I did what was expected of me and headed to the first bar I saw. The bar was buzzing, but the bartender was right there, So I asked, "Can I have a beer, please?" And in what to me sounded like unfriendly, impatient attitude, he barked back, "What's a beer, please?" I thought to myself, how rude. I ordered a Michelob. I got up the next morning to the sound of sirens and a blizzard. But I was so excited that nothing was going to stop me exploring the city. Besides, my mum had always reminded me my skin is waterproof. So I walked out the door. I was in Chelsea. I walked up 7th Avenue. The weather was terrible, but I was on a mission. I walked a few more blocks, came across a diner. The windows were all steamed up. I went inside and sat at the counter. Coffee was there within seconds, and the server threw a menu at me and walked away and returned 10 seconds later shouting, "What can I get you?" and walked away again. Made me think, geez, are they all like this out here? Welcome to New York City. I walked and walked for miles, saw sights I recognised from TV and sights I didn't. The Madison Square Garden was round. Everything was fantastic. I was having the time of my life. By the evening, I had fully grasped the attitude needed to survive the city and would walk into a bar and demand, "Give me a bud." If I had to pick one thing about 1986 New York that I enjoyed beyond all others, it would have to be Bleecker Street. Back-to-back music venues. One would be two girls on acoustic guitars playing Simon and Garfunkel. The next, a seven-piece band playing Brown Eyed Girl. Another, an incredibly, practically blind guitarist, suggesting to me at 4 a.m. as we were being thrown out of the joint that we go to a British fish and chip shop he knew across the water in New Jersey. After many trips to New York, I branched out. First Florida, then California, Nevada, then Nashville and Memphis. Had an incredible time everywhere. The Grand Ole Opry, Ryman Auditorium, Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, the Americana Awards, the Broken Spoke, Floor's Country Store, my wife's favourite, which is the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, and my favourite music venue of all time, Knuckleheads in Kansas City.
What is Americana music? Wow, that's a very loaded question. I'm sure it means a lot of different things for a lot of people. For me, personally, it means my heroes, my players that I look up to, all of their background, the way they were born and raised, the origin they lived in, things that influenced them that begin to be an influence on me as well. So to me, I guess Americana music is a influx, if you will, of all sorts of backgrounds, people's raisings, personalities, music tastes, abilities, teachings. Yeah, it's a hard question. It's a hard question, but it's a beautiful question because out there is a mixture of anything and everything you could possibly want to know, learn, hear, and experience.
My interpretation of Americana music is a blend of everything of the people that came here and make it who it is today. It's the fact that we shouldn't turn away any kinds of music because they're all important, and if you blend them together, one influences the other, and you can clearly see the roots in one from another, and it's amazing.
Anything based on Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, June Carter Cash, Jimmy Rogers.
Americana music, I would constitute that as being a mix of all different types of music that originated in the United States. So that would include your bluegrass, blues, your folk, your indie rock pop can even sometimes be in there. And then, of course, the blues. The blues is the heart and soul of it.
Tradition. There is so much to that Americana zone. And there are so many artists in that I don't think you can point at anything other than just to say what Americana is, and it's just America and music.
I beg your pardon, sir? America what? Music? I don't have the foggiest notion.
When I come home, baby, been a long, hard drive, and you lay there sleeping, you left on a light. And there's a note that's saying, saying, baby, come on in. Baby, shed your clothes off, shut the light off and come in. Though that's when I love you the best. Where would I?
Now, there's no way I can do all this on my own. I'm going to need your help. From everywhere I've been, all the folk I've met on my road trips and travels across America, and all of my research and conversations about Americana and Americana music, I haven't even begun to scratch the surface of all of the amazing places and people out there. I encourage you guys to share your experiences with me to help me improve the show. They say that content is king, so please do get in touch. Tell me about anything in an Americana theme that you'd like included, and any interesting guests that I should invite onto the show. The other thing you need to know is that I'm brand new to this. I've never produced a podcast before, never used a technology before, so please bear with me as I get all of the hardware and software working and talking to each other. I'll be striving to dig deep and to find answers to searching questions, really life with the lid off, so to speak, in our search to uncover how we all interpret the meaning of Americana. Once this initial episode has been successfully distributed, you'll be able to find new editions once a week wherever you get your podcasts. And to contact me, please go to the accompanying website, www.usa-z.com. Until next week, stay safe.
Let me lay down beside you, let me brush back your hair. You're asleep but you're smiling, cause you know that I'm there. Though that's when I love you the best. Where would I be without your warmth and tenderness? Thank you.